This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. College football, Texas Lutheran put on a show for a packed Bulldog Stadium crowd Saturday night in a 31-8 win over Centenary in a first-time-ever matchup between the two schools and to open Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference play. After being limited to 43 yards in their season opener, the Bulldogs made it a point to get things going on the ground Saturday night, rushing for 287 yards. The Bulldogs' run game was led by 100 yards rushing and a touchdown from running back Weston Guzman, while Nehemiah Murray rushed for 66 yards on 10 carries. Quarterback Caden Basenko threw for 142 yards and a touchdown. He ran for 62 yards and two more scores. The Texas Lutheran defense forced three turnovers for the second week in a row, including interceptions by Justin Navarro and Sean Blanks. With the win, Texas Lutheran moves to 2-0 for the first time since the spring 2021 COVID season. TLU travels to Abilene this coming Saturday to face the McMurray Warhawks. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. Streaming and stat links can be found at TLUBulldogs.com. High school football, the Navarro Panthers will look to rebound this week after falling 21-7 at home to Canyon Lake this past Friday night. Panther fullback Cohen Blunt scored the lone touchdown of the night for Navarro in the fourth quarter. The junior scored on a one-yard plunge, one play after throwing a halfback option pass to Braddock Galini down to the one-yard line. Navarro will play their final non-district game of the season this Friday night when they travel to Lavernia. Meanwhile, Marion will host Lago Vista this Friday at Veterans Stadium in Marion. The Class 3A Bulldogs fell 23-6 last Thursday to Class 4A Gonzales at home. Christian Sanchez ran for 102 yards and a score for Marion in the loss. Lago Vista will be the second straight Class 4A opponent for the Bulldogs this week. And the Seguin Matadors will open district play against Victoria East at home this Friday. The Mats rallied from a 30-7 halftime deficit to stun Brazoswood 41-37 in Katy last Thursday night. Ian Moreno, making his first career start at running back, ran for 296 yards on 42 carries with three touchdowns in the victory. Seguin and Victoria East start District 13 5A play this week at Matador Stadium. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday between the Matadors and the Titans, and we'll have the game on KWED and streaming at SeguinToday.com. High school volleyball, the Seguin Lady Matadors won their fourth straight match on Friday night, taking down the Marion Lady Bulldogs in straight sets in a non-district tilt, winning 25-13, 25-20, and 25-13. Seguin senior captain Karina Lerma had 21 kills to lead the Lady Mats. Junior setter Giselle Morales led Seguin with 31 assists. The Lady Mats have not lost a set in the month of September. They're 4-0 in District 27 5A play, and they'll return to district play when they host San Antonio Edison tomorrow night. The Lady Bears are also 4-0 in district. The battle for first place takes place at 6:30 tomorrow evening over at Goldie Harris Gym. Marion will have a non-district match in San Antonio tonight against TMI Episcopal. That match starts at 7 p.m. The Navarro Lady Panthers will return to the volleyball court on Tuesday after a week off when they travel to Universal City to take on Randolph in non-district play. That match starts at 6 p.m. Tuesday at Randolph High School. And the Lifegate Lady Falcon volleyball team is in Universal City tonight. Lifegate will play at First Baptist Academy. First service set for 6 p.m. this evening. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.